Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Just because the weather's changing a bit and the month's turning into the kids going back and the summer sort of officially gets to come to an end this weekend because that's Labor Day weekend. That's how they sort of officially tie it in. But lots still going on. And we have with us this morning Max Schaefer from Main Street Lorain, Executive Director. Hi, Max. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you guys doing over there?
We are good. Excited for a lot of things that are coming up. Another First Friday event, kind of a different twist on your First Fridays. What's happening this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday we've got an exciting one. So as we prepare for Firefish Festival in a couple weeks in downtown Lorain, huge art festival, we are doing a little gallery hop, a little art hop. So we'll have a couple extra artists out and about throughout downtown Lorain showcasing their work, paintings, photo art, and we'll have some people in partnership with Firefish doing some live painting. We'll have a mural unveiling that Firefish has worked on, so we're really excited for it.
Live painting is fascinating, right? Because you can come by at different parts of the evening and different things have been created along the way, and you can sort of watch that process, which as somebody who likes art is kind of a fascinating thing to see.
Yeah, I love it. You could have stopped by at any point last week while they were working on the mural as well in the alleyway by Speak of the Devil and seen it in progress, and it was really cool. So we'll have that. The Lorain Arts Council will be open, showing some pieces, and then we'll have some of our regular vendors. But again, it's always a great opportunity to check out a restaurant, a bar, a shop that you haven't been to in a while or you haven't seen at all in downtown Lorain. There's lots of new businesses open, so definitely invite the community to come out and check it out. It's going to be a fun time.
And again, that's coming up on this Friday. That on the Black River, though, they'll be hearing the sounds of Fleetwood Gold. At least that's on the schedule for this weekend, as they have a lot of things going on in the Rock and on the River. So lots of activities. Why do you think of the arts? And it seems that Lorain has embraced that a lot on their Main Street. Has become an important part of what takes place in the community there.
Yeah, I mean, arts, I think, is a fairly natural way to bring together folks, bring together the community. And so that is, our focus as a Main Street organization. One of our focuses is bringing people together, celebrating our downtown. And so doing so through art, whether that's music, painting, murals, just embracing people's creativity. One of our business members, Broadway Mary's, restaurant has open mic night in partnership with Speak Lounge every Monday at 7 p.m. So there's just so many different ways to engage the community at large, and art is that perfect medium.
Right. I like Christmas too, and I see you have a Main Street Lorain ornament sale. Is this something special? Have you done this before? What's the story with that?
Yes, so this is a fundraiser for Main Street Lorain, one of our most popular ones, and we have done it before. Yeah, so this is our fourth ornament happening. They're $20, perfect gift for the holidays. This year, we're currently taking pre-orders. This year, we are highlighting the Lakeview Park Easter basket, which I think is just a fun play on the winter holidays, throwing Easter in there, and so they are American-made ornaments made by the same company that makes the White House ornaments and has been for decades. They do a fantastic job. And so, we're taking pre-orders at a number of businesses or organizations in downtown Lorain through the first week of October. You make your pre-order, pay for it at that location, and then right after Thanksgiving, you'll get a call, an email letting you know to come pick it up from that same spot. So it's a great way to involve different businesses in downtown Lorain and create, again, some community pride.
All right. We talked about Christmas, I might as well throw in a Halloween there. You have a Monster Mash Dash, right? Another one of those coming up, so people can get signed up, prepared for that, too, in October.
Yeah, and people are signing up. It's very exciting. We've got some awesome partnerships being created for that day. So it's a fun run and a walk. So if you're not a runner, that's okay. We have a one-mile walk, and to get the kiddos involved, we have a mini Monster Dash, which is a 100-yard dash that you can sign your kids up for, too. So everybody dresses up in costume. Sometimes families come together and do a group costume. There's a little after-party celebration at Scorchers. And then, like I said, lots of different things happening on that day. There's going to be a chalk walk happening. One of our community partners leading on that. A trunk or treat happening at Black River Landing. So lots happening. We love Halloween. In downtown Lorain, we'll start getting our fall decorations out here pretty soon. And it'll be here before we know it. So that is the first Saturday in October is our Monster Mash Dash.
All right. And, of course, this first Friday coming up in September, that is the first Friday Gallery Hop. A lot of artists and sort of the preview for the Firefish Festival, which comes up on the 16th of September. So lots happening in the city of Lorain. And our guest this morning, Max Schaefer, Main Street Lorain. You can find him at Main Street LorainOhio.org to get some good information and follow them on Facebook to see all the fun activities. Max, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.